Good morning, Caleb in for Paul on WPHM, and let's welcome in John Rickoff. He is the president of the 2018 Short Line Railroad of the Year, Lake State Railway, which just recently started operating here in Port Huron as well. John, welcome back on the morning show on WPHM.
Well, thank you, Caleb. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's great talking to you. We spoke maybe about a year ago or so. And you operate a segment of track here. You run your trains pretty much every day here in Port Huron, switching out some of our local industries. And let's start with the bad news first. And that is the sad news that came down on Friday, that the Domtar paper mill in Port Huron closing sometime the first part of next year. And they're a pretty big customer of yours, John. Your thoughts on that announcement?
Yeah, that certainly was a surprise. Anytime news like that comes, it's not good. They're the biggest customer for us there in Port Huron. So we all have to evaluate how our service goes and so forth. We have no intention on departing the market, at least at this time. And hopefully we'll find some replacements, business that'll take care of this. So, but it was a shock, and like I'm sure it was to many that work there and the local community. So,
yeah, and that paper mill, one of the oldest and one of the highest paying jobs here in Port Huron. About 212 people will be affected by that shutdown. And we do hope that something else comes along, whether it's reuse of that paper mill site or maybe some more operations to help bridge that gap, because that is certainly a loss for the community. But you also serve Dunn Paper, which is further up the line. That's the paper mill right underneath the Blue Water Bridge. And, they're still a customer of yours here in Port Huron, too.
And, we hope that we can grow our business with them. That's been our goal since we started operating there. Done very well with that, growing the business with all three of the customers, CDW Logistics being the other one. And, we've got hope that, we can find other things to grow with. Been working on a lot, in particular with CDW, been a great partner, and they've also are going to be losing a significant amount because they did a lot with Domtar. But from that standpoint, I'm sure that some of the projects we're working on will just get elevated, and hopefully we can land some and pick up some business to replace what we're going to be losing with Domtar.
Well, we've got our fingers crossed there, John, and I wish the best, and I hope that works out well. Changing gears a little bit, or should I say switching tracks, you guys, despite that announcement with Domtar, which certainly is too bad here in Port Huron, in general, you're growing. And I led with this last time you were on the air with us, and I said, you don't hear a lot about railroads expanding. In fact, you might be one of the very few railroads in the country that is aggressively expanding. So why is it that you guys continue to grow your presence here in Michigan?
Well, I think probably the primary thing, and I like to stress this amongst our people, is if you aren't growing, you're dying, and you can't afford to. So we're always on a constant lookout for growth opportunities, using our model, which is taking very good care of the customers. That's what we build on every day. And so we see opportunity almost everywhere we turn. And, even with COVID-19 out there right now and all the restrictions and everything, it's really almost unbelievable the amount of opportunities that are coming our way that we are working on and landing some. So we look forward to continuing that type of progress. As I put out in our recent newsletter, one of the main principles of running a good business is that ability to take a problem like a Domtar closing and kind of brush it aside because you've been working on all the growth opportunities all along that are there to, you know, take over for that kind of an issue. So we keep working towards that. Obviously, we've had a lot of success with it. We expect to have more. One of the biggest unknowns is what really will happen to the economy over time with the job losses and so forth. Will they all come back? Probably not. There's probably going to be lots of businesses impacted by this COVID-19, some of which we haven't seen yet. So only time will tell how that's going to be. But from our side of it, if we continue on the path that we've been on, we're going to do fine.
We're speaking with John Rickoff. He is the president and CEO of Lake State Railway. Lake State is headquartered in Saginaw, Michigan, and has originally operated those old Detroit and Mackinac lines that served the northern part of the Lower Peninsula. But now you guys are operating down into Metro Detroit. And as we mentioned, you also picked up some lines here in the Port Huron area. You mentioned your newsletter, which is I love your newsletter. It's such a great resource. I read it every quarter when it comes out, just because there's no secret I'm interested in trains personally, but you talk a lot about your business development, and you actually did a really nice write-up on your operations here in Port Huron in this most recent issue. But you also put in your newsletter that you guys are welcoming a new herd of locomotives, if you will. You guys picked up some new engines.
We did. New to us engines. They're formerly Norfolk Southern locomotives. They've been on a major reduction of their fleet here recently. And actually, we bid a couple of different times and were unsuccessful. And then one of the latest rounds, we were successful on picking up four additional units. One, the MP15, which is similar to the locomotive you see operating over there in Port Huron, just to augment our switching capabilities and replacement abilities should we have any issues with one of those units. So that gives us three total in our fleet of those. The other three are really all originally GP40s. Which is a 3,000 horsepower four axle unit, two of which have been converted to slug units. So they're a trailing unit with a mother unit, which still has the power plant in it. The other two do not have power plants in them. We had prepared one of our GP40s for a mother slug set, and it was awaiting the pairing of the slug, so we were able to buy a slug in very good shape from the NS to match with that. Then we bought a mother slug set, or I shouldn't really call it a set, I guess, a mother and a slug, which we built into a set for our own purposes. So what we get out of that is the ability to operate traction motors on both units with one power unit, so one 3,000 horsepower diesel engine that generates enough electricity to operate traction motors on both units.
And that's something that when people think of trains, they think it's just diesel, not much unlike your diesel engine in like a truck or something. But it's really, like you said, it's really more like a power plant. You're generating electricity through generators, and then those generators power motors. So it's a little more complex than you might think when it comes to operating a locomotive.
Very, very much so. What people need to understand is, while it's a lot of horsepower, the real key is how much electricity can we generate to turn those wheels. So, and the ability to have tractive effort. So by doing the mother slug sets, we're saving somewhere between 30 and 40% on fuel consumption if we were to have both units powered up. The ability to pull the same kind of freight as two units. The only hurdle that we have is we can't exceed 25 miles an hour. By the time we get to that, then we have a loss of enough power to generate electricity to run all traction motors. But much of our railroad, we operate at 25 miles per hour maximum speed, so works very well for us. Fuel savings is a huge deal, better for the environment. So, you know, we're pretty high on them.
Very, very interesting. We're talking to John Rickoff. He's the president and CEO of Lake State. Also in your newsletter, it looks like you guys got hit a little bit, maybe a lot, from the flooding that we saw in mid-Michigan. Of course, that tragic situation in Midland. How did all of that rain and flood waters affect your operations?
Yeah, actually, we were very fortunate. We come into Midland from the east side, so we had very little impact in Midland itself. Our track was in good shape. Didn't get impacted by that flooding. Our customer base, primarily Dow, and that whole complex, which is a number of different businesses now, did shut down for a day, but we were able to resume operations almost immediately the next day and really didn't impact the traffic levels out of there. It was more precautionary than actual impact. On the other front, though, we were hit hard on our line going up to Alpena, our Huron subdivision, particularly in the Tawas area. We had considerable washouts. A little further down the line to the south, we got hit where a small creek became a very big creek and actually took out an old concrete structure, which probably is 100 years old, but it was washed out, completely collapsed. So we had to do a quick replacement, which wasn't all that quick. It took us about 2 weeks to get back in service. We had to have a custom culvert built, actually, in the Port Huron area, steel pipe to put in there to replace that concrete structure.
Interesting.
But back in business, we're operating, but that did... it's pretty hard there to have to shut down for about 2 weeks.
I'm glad you're back up and running, delivering all of those essential goods that we've really become so reliant on during this pandemic. You teased it a little bit earlier, but what's it like to operate a railroad or just any business with COVID-19 going on? How has that changed how you operate?
Well, one of the first things we did, and this was very early on, when it became apparent that this was a serious issue, well, we sat down, executive team, including HR, and we designed protocols that we put into place probably mid-March. I'm not exactly clear, or at least my memory isn't remembering the exact date. It's been so long now, where we put in various things like social distancing, hand cleansing, cleansing of locomotives and hard surfaces, whether that be keyboards or whatever at our various different operating locations, including the main office. Shortly thereafter, we started working remotely from the main office, and we remain in that today, which has actually worked out very well. I would be the first one to tell you that I had my skeptical mind, you know, on how well that would work. But to be honest with you, pleasantly surprised. And that really says a lot about our employees and their dedication to their jobs and getting the right stuff done in a timely manner. So we'll continue with that, at least for the foreseeable future. We talk about it fairly frequently. We've relaxed a little bit on some of our protocols that we've established, and that seems to be okay. But as an example, we paired our transportation team, so our locomotive engineers, conductors, many of which are dual qualified, but we would put them in pairs, and they only worked together. If one was off, the other one was off.
That's very creative.
Call our extra board to bring in somebody off the extra board, because the extra board guy is going to work with this guy, you know, could work with five different guys in a week's time. And we didn't want that kind of risk or exposure. So, again, that's been relaxed now. We keep in front of our people and ensuring that, you know, cleanliness is number one, social distancing is right there with it. And hope that they outside of work understand that part's important too.
Yeah, very interesting. A lot of flexibility, it sounds like, as every business right now is trying to understand and cope with these new changes, this new reality that we seem to live in. We're talking to John Rickoff. John, thanks for joining us here on WPHM, talking about your railroad, Lake State Railroad. And if any of our listeners right now are stuck at the train tracks or watching a train go by, maybe it's delaying you, making you a little late for an appointment. But when you see that train go by, that is your next purchase at the supermarket or the grocery store or your next Amazon order going by on the track. So instead of being upset by being stuck by a train, be thankful that you guys are still running. Thanks, John.
Thank you.